when you were born, 1919, Will was 40 years old. He was in the process of moving his family to the West Coast.
Yes.
As we get to be 6, 7 years old, then our first impressions begin. Do you have your first recollection or remember at an early age something that happened?
My grandmother's house was 3 stories and a basement. The attic was completely floored with hardwood floor. Uncle Will had his trunks sent out to Granny's to have her store before they left for California. We kids would get up there, we'd open these trunks, we would play and we'd put on shows and we'd put the posters up and we would clump around in the little stocking shoe that was built for Teddy. That's an early recollection of him. More of his things than him.
Yeah.
But he did come to my grandmother's and to Chelsea a lot before ever he left for California. He and Aunt Betty both would come. They were married in 1908.
So you remember Will as being a family man.
Yes.
Talk to us about how he would come and talk to the children. And
well, he was so giving about it, and he just always made us talk to him rather than him talk to us too much. Once in a while, we'd say, well, please tell us about your travels, you know. Then he would if we would press him a little bit about it. Mainly, he just wondered how we were doing in school and how our sports were in school and what all was going on.
Would he bring you gifts?
He and Aunt Betty would send beautiful clothes to we girls. They would come in big boxes, and there would be sweaters they bought in Scotland, the plaid skirts and all. Then she would send beautiful things from the big stores in California after they moved, and she'd say, Mary had this, and I wanted to send it. Well, then she would send other things, and some of them still had a label on them, you know, where she'd bought them and all. Her sister lived with them. Aunt Dick was her sister, a Blake daughter. Aunt Dick was the governess, kind of, for the kiddos. Aunt Betty always had an hour or two notice to start packing, Bet. We're going to go do so-and-so. Uncle Will would come home and say, now, tomorrow I have time off. I'm already arranged. We're going to go do so-and-so. By Aunt Dick living there, they could just pack her bag and away they would go. He never did want them to fly together. And so she always went by train or another plane. Later, as planes got better, he had 2 or 3 scrapes in airplanes, but he never wrote them up or anything because he didn't want anyone to think that that wasn't the way to go, and he really believed in aviation.
Do you remember where those scrapes were?
No, I don't. I think one happened over in Ohio one time, but I'm not sure. He was great on the women flying. He thought that was so great. He helped with the Powder Puff Derby. That was a bunch of ladies, and they had their own plane, financed themselves, or had a sponsor. And they had a race from California to Ohio. Every day, they would take off and land. They'd keep time on them to see who'd win. He called it the Powder Puff Derby because these women, when they got to a town, well, there was always all these photographers and newspaper people. They'd always powder in their nose and try to look nice before they got out of the plane.
Well, then that term must have originated with Will because
yeah,
now we have
started that.
Powder Puff Derbies in cars and everything.
Yeah.
And he started that.
Oh, yeah.
Would Amelia Earhart have been a part of that?
She was. She was a prominent one in the race. I don't believe she won it, but he followed her career all the way, you know. Also, oh, how he did appreciate and think that Charles Lindbergh was the greatest ever. He just thought the sun rise and set on that young man, and that he had done such a wonderful feat of flying to Paris from New York in a plane by himself.
Did they have interaction?
Oh, yes. That came about because of Morrow. He was the ambassador to Mexico. Uncle Will went down and visited with him, and Charles Lindbergh was there. So he knew him personally. And then Lindbergh and the Ann Morrow daughter married. Then they had a little boy, and they visited them in New York quite often. In fact, they were there the day or two before the little boy was kidnapped.
Will and Betty were there?
Yes, and the little boy hung on to Uncle Will, and he said, oh, I wish I'd known, and I just kept him and hugged him and took him home with me.
Then it was just days later the young boy was kidnapped.
Yes, there was so much publicity, and all later they offered the ranch if Charles and Ann would like to come out there and get away from people. They went out and stayed about a week at the ranch, so no one knew where they were.
In California?
In California, yeah. Aunt Betty had come to Oklahoma for something. Uncle Will was off someplace. One of the boys was home, but they had it very private, and no one could bother him, and it gave him a chance to kind of revive a little bit.
Will, did he ever want to be a pilot himself?
I don't think so. I don't think so. First time he went up with Mitchell in Washington, D.C., he said he could hardly ever open his eyes and look around. He was so scared, but he overcame that pretty quick. The government gave him rights to fly on mail planes. They had mail going, you know, so he would pay for his way by stamps and weigh himself in with his overcoat and his typewriter. He always carried that typewriter, old beat-up Underwood, and a little case. He would always pay for all that and put himself on a mail plane. He also had the right, if a plane was available with the Air Force or with the Navy or whoever had a plane going someplace he was wanting to go, he could ride on those.
Because he had come to the national attention of everybody.
Yes.
I mean, he was a great columnist, and of course he was big on radio, and so the government saw this, and so they decided to help him in his travels.
And he was big with each president. He really got to know them, and he wrote about them, and he appreciated their problems, because it's a job running this country. Even now we see how much more of a job it is.
Herbert Hoover and Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Yes.
Did he go to the White House?
Oh, yes. He even stayed there some. A time or two I know of. Roosevelt came to California when he was campaigning, and they asked different ones to introduce him, and no one wanted to introduce him. Uncle Will said, well, I'll do it. So he introduced Roosevelt and his son, Elliot. Uncle Will had tried to sign up as a kid to get in with the Rough Riders with Teddy Roosevelt.
Is that right?
Yeah, he did. And they turned him down. He was too young and couldn't do it.